Kōkua Kalihi Valley's two new buildings are nestled in the community they serve, on North School Street, just eva of Kuhio Park Terrace. Melaya Patu, community member and outreach worker, is very proud of these welcoming spaces.
Because we started from the trailer.
That's where Reverend Jory Watland started Kōkua Kalihi Valley, KKV, in 1972.
The trailer, when I walk in, shake, shake, shake. And when it's rain, 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 cover everything.
To begin, several women from the community were chosen to go door to door, asking, what do you want? How can we help you? In fact, that kind of outreach continues today.
KKV, this neighbors being neighborly to neighbors, it's for real.
Dora Siegel Matsunaga is the maternal health director at KKV, where programs also handle primary medical care, dental and behavioral health, elder services, and a unique partnership.
KKV is a place that families go to when they're having problems with all kinds of things.
Dina Sheck is director of the Medical Legal Partnership for Children in Hawaii. At the clinic, they create a one-stop shop for the social issues that affect family health.
If you can capitalize on that trust that people have with their doctors here at KKV, very quickly we shifted the way people perceived lawyers.
Legal guardianship, immigration issues, eligibilities, contract questions. Sheck says a third of her clients have housing issues, and all of these impact families and their health.
And oftentimes, the strict legal solution, go file a restraining order, is not the solution that's realistic for them.
Sheck says often family and neighborhood resources address problems more effectively than the legal system. Dr. David DeRuff, family practitioner and executive director of KKV, says his patients have taught him to listen.
Did you know my grandson's going to be graduating from high school this year and he's going on to college? And as a physician, I was like, don't you realize I'm talking to you about your health? That's very important right now. And here they were actually very patiently trying to tell me what was really important to them. Many of my patients weren't as caught up in that personal morbidity and mortality. They weren't ignorant of it. They weren't in denial of it. They were really trying to tell me what mattered to them.
And you were thinking, that's not my department, my kuleana, right?
If it's not my kuleana, but if it's what's really important to my patients, what do I do with that, right? We're spending close to $3 trillion a year on health care in the United States. The money is there. It's just where we're choosing to spend it right now. Much of it at the end of life, that is where we choose to spend an awful lot of our health resources. If I'm to be patient-centered and the patient is centered in their community, then I have a role to play in strengthening that community life. And I think doctors could take advantage of that, if we can, to push for changes that will make our community life more vibrant. I've discovered that there's a tremendous reservoir of love in this community.
And the team at KKV nurtures that aloha with the nectar of time.
The ability to slow things down, the ability to listen. We don't have to rush. We can take our time to get this right.
Today's the summer showcase for the Seems Wonderful sewing classes. Then there's the 100-acre garden preserve and the cafe, too. Next time, Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.